I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Today, you're listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. This is Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, and you're listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. This is Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
We'll be right back. another one like this, and then a fast one?
One more like this without the whistle.
Come right on that beat.
This one is a little faster.
Georgie?
Yeah. Right
on. This a little faster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you, boys. I'll give it to you. Direct. I see.
Can't stand listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza today, but you think you can stand listening to it last week, then you can visit the webpage at counterfolk.com/last ever, and then there you can listen to the shows that have already happened, as opposed to the show today, which has not happened. It is happening. Conjugate. Happening is happening today. Please complain to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza at an email address, ken@counterfolk.com. You could also consider calling 512-472-5667.
Okay, Ken, I'm going to ask you a hard question now, finally. The Buddha said that there were four indeterminate questions that couldn't be answered. Now, granted, this was 2,600 years ago, before modern science, etc. But I want to know if you can answer these indeterminate questions, and if your model answers them or leaves them open. So the first question was whether the world is eternal or not eternal. He said, you know, these four questions, they can't be answered. It's a waste of time. Move on. Eternal or not eternal?
The message is that there are known knowns. There are things we know that we know. There are known unknowns. That is to say, there are things that we now know we don't know. But there are also unknown unknowns. There are things we do not know we don't know. And each year we discover a few more of those unknown unknowns.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Thank you.
So before we leave this section on ethics, let's pick an aspect that's a little less heated.
Okay.
And the lunar effect, you know, the moon is actually coming into to my Pisces. And so this is another problem. So that's why, okay. But tomorrow's going to be a good day. It says right here in the newspaper that Madam So-and-so said that I'm going to have a good day.
We'll be right back.
Yes. As Yogi Berra said, when you come to a fork in the road, take it.
Secretarial indefensible. And where's my vice president?
I'm over here, Mr. Peru. Can't tell you. It's a secret.
I'm the president. You have to tell me.
But if I told you, my location would not be undisclosed. Can't you see that?
You see that?
Yeah.
There. Now what can you see?
You wanted to see me, Mr. President?
Yeah, we got a problem with this Bob Woodward guy. Who told you guys to tell him all our war secrets?
You did.
Well, we gotta come up with some plausible denounceabilities to tell the press.
Tell him it's a secret.
Tell him the truth.
Now, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard you say.
No, the dumbest thing was not needing more troops.
He should be on his mettle, and yet I'm torn apart. Just because I'm presuming that I could be kind of human if I only had a heart. I'd be tender, I'd be gentle, and awful sentimental concerning love and art. I'd be friends with the sparrows and the boy that shoots the arrows if I only had a heart.
And the president halted.
Picture me.
Anybody here ever met Ariel Sharon? After a moment, Powell sort of raised his hand. Who exactly was pushing this foreign policy? And were they asking themselves hard questions about choices and consequences? The meeting had seemed scripted. Rumsfeld had said little. Cheney, nothing at all. Though both men had long entertained the idea of overthrowing Saddam. Rice orchestrated and Tenet had a presentation ready. Powell seemed surprised that we were abandoning the Israeli-Palestinian dispute and making Iraq the focal point. General Shelton appeared concerned. Was there already an in-group and an out-group? Was this a matter of simply completing what the first Bush administration had left undone? Was a multi-pronged assault on Saddam Hussein really a priority in early 2001? The dialogue today had been mostly about hows, how to weaken or end Saddam's regime. With the administration at the start of its second week, O'Neill wondered when exactly the whys were to be discussed. Why Saddam? Why now?
Why you say that?
And why this was central to U.S. interests?
I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq.
I hope we're not headed to war. I hope we're not headed to war. To war in Iraq.
I'm the person who gets to decide.
Said yesterday. I don't know what I said, but I know what I think, and I assume it's what I said.
Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. You're listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Thank you.
The fork in the road, take it.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's a touching problem in Tennessee, but
for making nuclears?
Yeah, I got it from Halliburton.
You idiot.
Oh!
You could have given this to Colin Powell to show to the UN.
I don't like the UN. They're all foreigners.
Besides, it wouldn't be the truth.
The inexpressibles are taken to be the foundation of what eventually became Nagarjuna's doctrine of emptiness.
The expressibles are these four indeterminate questions.
Yes.
You know what they all were before, you know, whether the world is finite or infinite, whether the soul embodies.
We'll be right back.
Okay, Ken, I'm going to ask you a hard question now, finally.
I don't think so, although that's what I think.
I believe what I said yesterday. I don't know what I said, but I know what I think, and I assume it's what I said.
And the message is that there are known knowns. There are things we know that we know. There are known unknowns. That is to say, there are things that we now know we don't know. But there are also unknown unknowns. There are things we do not know we don't know. And each year we discover a few more of those unknown unknowns.
Thank you.
still Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. You're listening to a live thing of sound. This sound that is happening now is not happening in a moment. It's only happening now. As long as you listen to it, you're hearing only what is happening. The things that aren't happening can be heard every week, Tuesday nights from 6 until 7. Every Tuesday night from 6 until 7. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza can be listened to in archived form at counterfolk.com/last ever. Better to listen now.
Believe what I said yesterday. I don't know what I said, but I know what I think, and I assume it's what I said.
Are identical or different, whether the enlightened one exists after death or does not exist after death?
I don't want to dodge the question, but let me tell you why it's important that, no, you can't answer that.
Thank you.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
A fiddler on the roof. Sounds crazy, huh? But here in our little village of Anatevka, you might say every one of us is a fiddler on the roof, trying to scratch out a pleasant, simple tune without breaking his neck. It isn't easy. You may ask, why do we stay up there if it's so dangerous?
And tell them.
We stay because Anatevka is our home.
Jesus has a special connection with him and cancels everything all of a sudden. If you believe.
And how do we keep our balance?
If you want to believe what he said,
that I can tell you. In one word.
Sounds to me like he's breaking the law when he said, I'm dead to the law. Sounds to me like he's saying something big. And when he said circumcision, which is a requirement for all of the people who go into Islam, for the men, not the women, for the men, to be circumcised of the foreflesh, according to the Bible. Paul said, no, circumcision of the heart. Circumcision of the heart. Don't have to circumcise anymore. Break that commandment. Sabbath, change it to Sunday. Break that commandment.
You may ask.
Worshiping God alone. Break that commandment. You can worship Jesus now.
I'll tell you.
Did Jesus, according to the Old Testament, does it say anywhere in there that somebody was going to come along later and say, you forget God, worship me instead, hook me up between you and God? Or does it tell you in the book of Hosea, which is in the Old Testament, chapter 13, verse 4, real clear, I'm the Lord your God that brought you out of the house of bondage to the land of Egypt. And beside me, there's no other God. Beside me, there's no other.
How did this tradition get started?
No Savior except God.
How did this tradition get started?
That would leave you with only one option.
How did this tradition get started?
Either you admit that Jesus is a prophet,
how
as those
this
who knew
tradition
him
get started?
Said so in the New Testament. Because it says real clear that he was a prophet. He even says a prophet like unto me will come after me and will make all things known to you.
I don't know. But it's a tradition.
And a prophet did do that, and his name was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You either going to accept that, or else you're going to have to say there's not three gods, but in fact only one, Jesus himself. Are you going to say that?
And what God.
Because it said only one in the book of Hosea, didn't say three, didn't say six.
Day and night must scramble for a living, feed the wife and children, say his daily prayers, and who has the right as master of the house to have the final word at home?
I'm George W. Bush.
But you still love the chosen Jews. But you hate the Muslims. That's pretty weird, isn't it? The one who says, yes, we believe in Jesus is a miracle birth. We believe in his prophethood. We believe he's the Messiah. We believe he's the Christ. But it just means the same thing as Messiah. That's because one, Christos, is Greek for the same word Messiah or Messiah.
Okay, Ken, I'm going to ask you a hard question now, finally.
this is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. You're listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza is created live while you're listening every week, this week in particular. It's created on Tuesday nights from 6 until 7 p.m. You can listen to it while it's happening here every single week. If you can't listen to it here, you can listen to it on the internet later, anytime that you can listen to it here, anytime that you can listen to it there, anytime on the internet at counterfolk.com/last ever. The address is counterfolk.com/last ever. You can also search on a search engine and type in Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. I really want to hear from you. Anything at all. Any slight kind of thing or significant thing. An essay, a word, an empty message. You can send it by email to ken@counterfolk.com. Send email to ken@counterfolk.com, or you can call up right here. Thanks for listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, created live, improvised, experimentally sounding like something to you. And thanks for listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.